WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
All right, so let's sort of wrap up this whole Jussie Smollett thing where we've kind of gone back and forth, and it's a very controversial and sensitive subject. Well, police say that he staged his attack because he was unhappy with his Empire salary, which to me doesn't make any damn sense, honestly.
Nope.
Police say he sent the racist, homophobic letter to himself on the set of the show. And when that didn't get him the attention he wanted, he paid those brothers to attack him. Now, I don't know how this leads to him getting a raise, but he did turn himself in yesterday, was released on $100,000 bond, was ordered to surrender his passport, and he's facing up to 3 years in prison and a fine for falsifying the police report. Now, he didn't have much to say in court, but the judge gave him the business for falsifying that report.
As he should have.
Check this out.
Sorry, hold on.
It's okay.
Took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile?
I mean, boom, you don't need anything else. That judge was right on.
Yeah. I mean, I've been trying to have discussions about this with friends over the past couple of days, and I'm really at a loss for words for once in my life because I, even as I feel like I'm one of the most empathetic people and I'm really great at putting myself in someone else's shoes and understanding what led you to that behavior
right,
or to that action. And I cannot wrap my brain around why he would do that. And the only conclusion I could come to is that he is incredibly selfish.
Yeah.
And that maybe we're going to hear more stories coming out about this truly is a selfish person who's always just been about himself.
That's not a question to me anymore.
Right.
Clearly, this is a selfish person who, I mean, not only damaged the reputation of the people he's around, but basically it was a blow that he dealt to not only the LGBTQ community, but the people of color community.
Yeah.
Like, it just blows my mind. And every which way you turn in this story, he's offending someone.
Well, and I will say, too, we had a Miguel and Holly family member bring up a point yesterday, and she was a little angry at us and at me because, as we talked about it yesterday, I didn't bring up the fact that he did have the two people that he hired to, quote-unquote, beat him up.
Right, and he said they were white men.
But they were two black men.
Right.
That they screamed out, you know, they're part of Make America Great Again, they're Trump supporters. And so, yes, he not only used LGBTQ black people, but then also Trump supporters,
right,
and making them all seem like they're racist, and
right,
that's not the case.
No, it really isn't. And so, it like I said, every which way you turn,
right,
he did somebody wrong,
right, and just making it worse. Because at the end of the day, we got to come together as a country, and this does not help the situation.
Nope. No,
at all.
It actually furthers the divide.
Yes,
and I can't believe someone would be so selfish, manipulative, and stupid.
Yeah.
To do it. It blows my mind. And then you know what? It makes me feel like those of us that are having this conversation right now, how did we get to be we're not smarter, but we can just see more. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're in this conversation now,
mm-hmm,
and I feel like it's so foreign to me that someone would do this. It's almost like, you know, when someone goes on a shooting spree or someone does something else heinous, like, why? I'm not trying to equate the two, but I'm just saying it is difficult for me to wrap my mind around someone who would do other people so wrong.
Yes, because they're selfish.
Ugh. Ugh. All right, you know what? Okay. Well, enough about that. Let's move on. Let's clear it out with a quick thing from Miley Cyrus. She said that she wanted to marry Liam Hemsworth, not to set her life up traditionally, but in order to redefine, quote, what it looks like for someone that's a queer person like myself to be in a hetero relationship.
Oh.
And that sort of blew my mind a little bit.
Huh. Did we... Do we know this
knew,
before?
I think we knew that.
Okay.
I don't know if she has previously used the word queer. This is just me not knowing my brushing up on my Miley history. But I know that we've gone in the past before about, I think she had said she was bisexual. And I don't know if she'd used the queer label before, but that's how she says she's redefining her role.
Okay, I'll take it.
So that's
it.
Why she chose to marry him. So there you go. That's what's on Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Let's get you some money.
Now. Here's today's hot song of the day.
You are listening for...
Oh, baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
A little Zed, Maren Morris, The Middle. Anytime you hear it today, you want to be caller 20 at 877-999-1015, and you can walk away with $500. So go ahead and put the phone number in your phone now, 877-999-1015. And you're going to hear it this morning between 8:30 and 8:45. Well, Holly's about to do something that most of us would never think of doing. She's having coffee with her boyfriend's ex.
Mm-hmm.
But how she wants to actually start the conversation has me a little worried, all right?
I think it might be best, though.
She'll explain in two songs.